On behalf of our committee, I'm delighted to be able to provide a report summarizing our discussions at our meeting, which was held on Tuesday afternoon here in Beijing. And as I begin, just in terms of context, the purpose of the Due Process Oversight Committee is to assist the board in ensuring commitment to the due process in a standard setting, to produce high-quality standards, and to assist in defending the independence of the board. We received a paper on updating the technical activities, and the staff also brought us up to date on a variety of projects that are currently on the ISB's agenda. The staff focused on updating the committee on a number of key issues, some of which were separate on the agenda, and I'll comment on those in just a few minutes, consistent with the summary that Ian has just provided. On the conceptual framework, the DPOC noted that an exposure draft had been issued in May of 2015 with a 150-day comment period, and the IASB held a set of had set a comment period in excess of the normal 120 days because of the length and nature of the issues in the exposure draft and the significance of those issues. However, a number of stakeholders have encouraged the IASB to further extend the comment period. In response to those calls, the DPOC was informed that the IASB has decided to extend the comment period by a further 30 days, with the comment deadline now being the 25th of November 2015. The DPOC was comfortable with the decision and the process the board followed in taking that decision. In discussion, the DPOC heard that the board is still determined to complete this conceptual framework project in as timely a manner as possible. The DPOC questioned the ISB representatives on a number of other projects that were included in the staff papers that had been prepared. In particular, on dynamic risk management, where the DPOC noted that the divergence of views between users and preparers that the ISB has received in response to the discussion paper on this project and the difference of views on what should be the overall objective of the project. This presents a challenge for the board in how it should proceed. The DPOC was informed that the ISB was approaching the issue by deciding to consider the information needs of its users. And from that perspective, the board will seek to determine both the recognition and the measurement requirements, as well as the related disclosure requirements. On materiality, the DPOC was updated on the progress of the proposed practice statement on materiality and why the board is choosing to develop a practice statement rather than a standard. We discussed discount rates, and the ISB updated the DPOC on the progress of this research project, noting that the board has yet to take a view on how to take this issue forward. And then finally, specific discussions on high inflation economies. The DPOC asked the IASB representatives about the status of this issue in light of the board's decision not to undertake additional work on this issue. The DPOC was informed that, notwithstanding that board decision, the issue is referred to specifically in the request for views document on agenda consultation, and the IASB has issued to get feedback from stakeholders. In addition, the standard setters from a number of jurisdictions are preparing a further paper on this issue, which will first be considered by the IASB's Emerging Economies Group. In considering the work plan overall, the DPOC at its meeting confirmed its view that all projects are proceeding in a manner consistent with the requirements set out in the due process handbook. Now, to just comment on one DPOC matter related to the insurance standard that Ian has just summarized, and in particular, the effective dates of IFRS 9 and this new insurance standard. The DPOC was updated on the IASB's discussions regarding the possible accounting consequences of different effective dates for IFRS 9 and the yet-to-be-issued new insurance contract standard. The effective date for IFRS 9 is for accounting periods beginning on or after January 1, 2018, and it's now clear that the effective date of the new insurance contract standard will be sometime after that. Given this, some stakeholders have expressed concerns about the implications of this, the cost of implementation, and volatility that will be introduced into their results, and their difficulty of managing message related to all of those matters. The IASB representatives outlined to the DPOC the board's proposal to address this issue in a forthcoming exposure draft outlining two proposed approaches. First, the overlay approach, and then the deferral approach. The DPOC noted in particular that the views of the board members were very split on proposing the deferral approach, but that there are sufficient votes for the board to push ahead with the exposure draft. The DPOC also noted that the deferral approach proposal includes a sunset clause, which sends out a strong signal that the IASB is determined to complete the insurance project. The particular issue that the DPOC considered was whether we, as a committee, were supportive of and content with the proposal to be discussed by the IASB next week to have a shortened comment period of 60 days for this exposure draft. We noted the insurance contracts project has been in progress for many years, but we took note of the staff's reasoning of the urgency of the issues considered in the exposure draft, mainly from the fact that the effective date of IFRS 9 has been set for 2018, and entities need clarity as soon as practicable for their implementation plans. The DPOC was informed that the Accounting Standards Advisory Forum had been briefed on the issue at its last meeting, and the ASAP members recognized the urgency of the issue. On this basis, together with the fact that the proposals will affect a limited range of entities, the DPOC supported the staff recommendation for a shorter comment period of 60 days. We then discussed the agenda consultation process, and the DPOC received an update on the IASB's request for views document that the IASB issued for comment in August. The DPOC noted that the questions the IASB is asking in the request for views document are relatively open, but also acknowledged that the board will have a challenge in considering the feedback and then prioritizing those projects as it decides to, which it decides to include on its forward agenda. The DPOC considered what its role is and should be as part of this exercise, noting that the Foundation's Constitution gives the IASB complete responsibility for all technical matters. That acknowledged, the Constitution also provides that trustees can consider, but not determine, the IASB's agenda. On that basis, the DPOC asked the IASB staff to provide the committee with a summary of feedback received on the request for views and the IASB's proposals in terms of thinking about its forward agenda at the DPOC forthcoming meetings in January and May of 2016. And then finally, we discussed the IFRS taxonomy due process. The DPOC received an update on the IASB's proposal for changes to the due process for the IFRS taxonomy. This has been a regular issue on the DPOC's agenda for the past couple of years, and I'm pleased to report that at this meeting we heard of some excellent progress in taking this issue forward. The IASB representatives presented to the committee a draft of an invitation to comment document on proposals to amend the due process in respect of the taxonomy and to integrate it more into the standard setting process, as well as giving the IASB a specific role in approving IFRS taxonomy updates. This was designed to meet the expectations presented by regulators, in particular, that the board should play such a role. The draft invitation for comment contains proposals to extend the current due process handbook to incorporate a separate section on appendix on the taxonomy due process, and when the proposals are finalized, the current XBRL due process handbook will be withdrawn. The DPOC noted that the trustees' current view of structure and effectiveness contains questions related to the taxonomy and the wider impact of the taxonomy on financial reporting, and that trustees will consider these wider issues during the course of 2016. But in the meantime, the DPOC approved the issue of the invitation to comment on the taxonomy due process. The DPOC also received an update on the activities of the IASB's consultative groups, notably the transition resource groups for revenue recognition that Ian has just commented on, and the impairment of financial instruments. And then finally, no correspondence had been received since our most recent meeting in June of 2015. And Michelle, that concludes my report. I'd be pleased to respond to any questions.
Thank you, Jim, for this very comprehensive report. Once again, we are very grateful for this hard work, and it is, of course, extremely important that the IASB follows due process, and I can see no default in the due process under your scrutiny. So thank you again. Are there any questions or comments on this report